Optimism is growing that 16 years of fighting in northern Uganda may soon come to an end. Rebels of the Lord's Resistance Army have declared a ceasefire and say they want to hold talks with the government of Yoweri Museveni. The pledge by the Lord's Resistance Army to cease all ambushes, abductions and attacks has been welcomed by the Uganda government. President Museveni is now assembling a team who will hold face-to-face talks with the rebels. There have been other moves toward peace during the 16 years of fighting in northern Uganda, but they all eventually collapsed. However, analysts say the political situation is different this time, which is why there's so much optimism that the beginning of the end of the long-running conflict may be near. For one thing, the Lord's Resistance Army is in a tight corner. Its bases in southern Sudan, just over the border from northern Uganda, have been destroyed by Ugandan troops, following an agreement with the Sudanese government. The rebels' main source of food and military supplies are now back home in northern Uganda, making them much more vulnerable to attacks by government troops. But there are also reasons for the government to negotiate. Analysts are saying that President Museveni could finally be realizing that even with access to the rebel bases in Sudan, the military solution he once preferred is not going to succeed. He's now under enormous public pressure to try the path of a negotiated settlement. Charles Onyango Obbo, a Ugandan political analyst with the Nairobi-based East African newspaper, points to President Museveni's recent acceptance of a multi-party system in Uganda as a sign that he's now prepared to dialogue with his opponents rather than trying to crush them.
We are beginning to see, for example, a relaxation of the restriction of political party activities. And I think if that is indicative, one would be inclined to think that the government is beginning to review its inner approach towards many things. So it's abandoning its almost strictly military line and also softening up politically.
The Lord's Resistance Army is one of the world's most brutal rebel movements. It's notorious for kidnapping children and forcing them to become soldiers, porters, or sex slaves. Its punishments are severe. It's gained a reputation for cutting off the lips of its enemies. The rebellion started out as the Holy Spirit movement under cult leader Alice Lekwena, who sprinkled her fighters in water that she said made them immune to bullets. The government troops, led by then-General Museveni, won a major victory over the rebels in 1988, and she left the country. She's now living in a refugee camp in Kenya. But the rebellion soon resumed under the mysterious, dreadlocked Joseph Kony. Though the LRA survives by looting and killing, it claims it wants to overthrow the Museveni regime and replace it with a government based on the Ten Commandments of the Bible. The main victims of the rebels have been the Acholi people of northern Uganda. Even though the rebels claim to be fighting to improve their lives, they have for years endured rebel attacks. More than a million Acholi have moved to protected camps. As a result, they've not been able to plant their crops. Hunger is widespread. After suffering for so many years, Acholi leaders are desperate for peace and have been at the forefront of efforts to open up a dialogue with the rebels. Sam Cosmos, a member of the Acholi Religious Leaders Peace Initiative, says the rebels and the government both claim to share a common goal, to improve the lives of the Acholi people.
If you hear the LRA talk, they say they are fighting for the good of the community. And of course, the government is trying to protect the community. So that now, the big agenda is how do we, you know, elevate the suffering of the people of northern Uganda. So that is the 16th.
While Mr. Onyango Obbo agrees with this, he points out that the rebels will find it hard to carry out their promises to improve the lives of the Acholi.
The LRA, for sure, it feeds on the grievance of the fact that the North is marginalized and underdeveloped. Clearly, what is not apparent is, you know, they don't actually have a plan to turn that into concrete political demand. So I think at most they're just an opportunistic organization.
Analysts say the biggest hurdle that the rebels and government have to overcome is to find a way to end the distrust that has built up between the two sides over the years. But in the meantime, with peace talks yet to begin, military operations against the rebels will continue. Major Shaban Bantariza is a spokesman for the Ugandan Army, or UPDF. He says that until he gets told otherwise, the army is going to continue hunting down the rebels.
For us as Arani, we are waiting for orders from our command. And of course, the ceasefire was definitely not offered to the UPDF. It was offered to the government. So those ones will tell us what to do, how to respond to that declaration. Until then, certainly we must rescue people who have been kidnapped. We must ensure that people are not ambushed and killed for nothing.
Major Bantariza says though the rebels are talking about peace, they're also continuing to fight. He says within 24 hours of the rebels' ceasefire declaration on Sunday, they carried out an attack that injured three people. However, he acknowledges that Mr. Kony, even though he's the leader of the Lord's Resistance Army, may not be in control of all of his fighters.
There has been talk that even these who conducted ambushes may not be exactly taking orders from Kony himself. So it means he would not be in total control of his forces. But if they were all assembled in one place, then it would be easier for him to ensure that all of them abide by his order, his instruction. But as it is now, I'm not sure whether he gives an order in one place and everybody else would abide by that one.
Mr. Cosmos, the Acholi religious leader, says the government should not allow such incidents to distract them from the overall goal of peace.
Those who are skeptics, I would say peace is about building trust and relationship. I think what the biggest thing is, let us, you know, give a hearing, let us listen.
Mr. Cosmos says the only way to end the crisis of the Acholi and of all the people in Uganda is for President Museveni and Joseph Kony to negotiate a peace that will last. Katie Salmon for VOA News, Nairobi.